So in Parshas Chukas, which is the Parsha that folks are reading in Chutz La'aretz, there's still an offset between Chutz La'aretz and between Eretz Yisrael. Mirz Hashem, Chutz La'aretz people will catch up in a few weeks. I think Matos Masei, if I'm not mistaken. We'll read Matos and Masei in separate weeks. Until then, we're going to highlight or focus primarily on the Parsha in Chutz La'aretz, but of course not exclusively. And their Psukim in Chukas that are just so iconic and so broad. They have less to do with Chukas and more to do with general attitudes and general messages. One of the sections in Chukas, and it's really a very, very multi-layered parsha, one of them is the section of Shiras HaBe'er, the second Shira in the Torah after Shiras HaYam. And it's very pithy and it's very succinct, but each word is very evocative and very symbolic, and I'll try to spend some time this week on those words. So, Mimidbar Matana, the gift from the Midbar, Matana Nachaliel, and the Matana became a Nachal, the Nachaliel Bamos. The simple reading is that while the Shira may not be describing actual locations by their names, that's in Parshas Masei, the list is in Masei, there is a series of climates, or better yet, altitudes and regions and topographies. It's not a cartography list, it's a topography list. Mountains, rivers, valleys, deserts. The Jews traveled through diverse regions, climates, areas during their 40 years of wandering, 38 years of wandering, and the Be'er was always there as the constant. So wherever we were, you were with us, the Be'er. Wherever they were, they had water available. Whether it was highlands, lowlands, deserts, rivers, they always had the Be'er. However, the discussion of water for Chazal always evokes Torah. Torah is compared to water for about 10, 15 reasons. The primary reason, of course, is because Kiyem Chayenu, without water, human beings can't live. Without Torah, life can't continue. The world can't exist without the presence of Torah. So any description of water is going to be a shout-out or a reference to Torah. Now, one of the words that really captures Torah being water is Nachaliel. Obviously, the entire section is describing a Be'er, and calling a Be'er a gift of the desert is a pretty direct reference to the gift of the desert. But the word in the Shira that most directly talks about water is the word Nachaliel, the river. But the river is a conjugation. It's the river of God, Nachal-el. And that phrase instructs that not just is Torah compared to water, but by studying Torah, you are literally Nachal El. The word Nachal means two things, of course. It means river. Relatedly, it means inheritance, acquisition. It means the acquisition of inheritance for the same reason it means a river, because a river flows from one location, from one altitude to another. Inheritance flows from one generation to another. So a river and inheritance are very similar. The eighth parak of Bava Basra is called Yesh Nochalim Umanchilim. So this reference to the river isn't just highlighting that Torah is compared to water, which is associated in many, many different psukim in Tanakh. Most notably, it's in Yirmiyah, I think it's Nunhei, maybe Nun Beis, I don't have a Tanakh in front of me. Everyone should try to find water. It's not the water you seek, but the spiritual water. Torah, so that's a pasuk that most directly telegraphs Torah being water. But there are many other pasukim in certainly in Nevi'im Meksuvim, the beginning of Tehillim, by Ke'echol Sula Pagemayim, the tzaddik will be like a tree firmly planted on the riverbank. Pasuk in Hazinu, Yeref Kamatar Lichi, Tizak Atalim Rasi, waters like rainfall. There, every type of water obviously has different subtle connotations, different subtle associations. But this pasuk compares Torah to water, and within that comparison, conveys that if you study Torah, you are Nachal El, you acquire Hashem, you acquire knowledge of Hashem, because we can't understand Hashem, we can't sculpt Him, we can't envision Him, we can't describe Him. The closest we can come to acquiring His will is to study His Torah. Every word of Torah is a representation of Hashem's will. It's one little aspect of that huge, vast, integrated intellect and will of the Bodhi Shalom. So this word, Nachaliel, is part of a consistent attempt to allude to Torah through water, through the river. But the conjugation, it's not just a Nachal. You have many psukim that talk about water, quote unquote. We all know what it's talking about. Everyone knows that Mayim and Yirma is Tar. Everyone knows that the rainfall on Azinu is Tar. Everyone knows that the river in Parshas Balak, along which the tents of the Jewish people peacefully were pitched, Kinechalon Litayu, is water, is Torah. Everyone knows that this Nachal in Parshas Chukas is Torah. But Nachal El, the river of God, conveys a message that none of these other phrases convey. When you study Torah, you acquire HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Your Nochel, not just his will, but also a relationship. Your Nochel Hashem. You inherit Hashem. So it's an important word, Nachal El. Maybe later in the week we'll talk about some of the other words in this Parsha.